just something from the day I got the job. I was just most pleased about having been here as a visitor and just getting a feel for the dog pound and just the passion, the loyalty. It was always something you admired from afar. Like, here's a team that's not experiencing much success yet. I mean, these fans come out in droves and are very supportive. I mean, that was proven, as I said the other day, on the road down in Tennessee. It was, I think, shocking to say the least to our guys when we pulled up to the hotel and when we got to the stadium. So at home, I mean, they've been great for us. Unfortunately, we came up short against Baltimore, but the crowd was a huge part of our win against New Orleans. And we're looking for more of the same. It's a situation where we tell our guys we control the volume, and when we're making plays and doing good things, that place will be rocking. Just has an issue with his lower back. Just gave him the day, so we'll see if he can go on Sunday. Yeah, it was good. I mean, he got a little bit of work off to the side, and he was limited, but very limited. So that's a decision we're going to have to. Hopefully, he has a good day tomorrow, getting some treatment, and we're hopeful that. Well, he's game time decision, but we hope that he'll be able to go, obviously. Yeah, it will be Gilbert. I mean, we have Jacoby. That's something Ray and I, Jacoby McDaniel, that's something Ray and I have to talk about. But we'll need to get a little bit more of an update from Joe about Rue before we make that decision. So we have Kitch and we have John who have been down. So those guys are naturals to be active. We'll see if we have to go more than that. Came out, did his job, had a great attitude, competed, made some plays. I mean, it just raised his level of consistency. Still had, made some mistakes, but I would say it was his best week of practice. Well, that's not something you necessarily ask them. You talk to the people that have coached him. You can go back as far back to their high school days, but certainly their college coordinator, college position coach, college head coach. You should be able to get that information. Eric would see more of a role in that role. We were going to – I think Eric only got two plays against Tennessee and two really good rushes. So it was already the plan to get him more reps. So that's something that if Krug is limited or can't go, then he's going to get those reps anyway. No, it was just we were in a little bit less of that personnel grouping that he was in. So he'll get his reps. Sometimes the guys that are in certain packages, their reps will vary based on – what the opponent's doing, and he was a little bit of a victim of that. Oh, that's an understatement. It's huge. I mean, can't fall to 0-3 in a division. And as we said, our goal, the path to our goal is through the division, and this is one, like you said, it's only one. This is a pretty big one. Well, I just know when you're looking at like I was with Hugh Jackson, and I know he has a commitment to want to run the ball. Pittsburgh had talked about wanting to get back to more balance on offense, and then Kubiak goes to Baltimore. So I just think it was a natural thing there, him and Kyle coming from that same system. So I think it's really a product of the mentality change in Pittsburgh of wanting to balance it out and take advantage of the backs that they have, particularly Bell. And then I think the coordinator changes at the other three, I think, firm that up. I think so, because if you're Pittsburgh or you're Cincinnati preparing for division games, preparing for us or for Baltimore, I would say the pass games are different, as I said, during Baltimore week, but the run games are very similar. So it does water that down a little bit. You'd like to be the only one, but just that's the way it is. That we have to be ready to play. Hopefully we can get the guys that are listed out there. I know we have some guys already listed as out, and that we talked about next man up. I mean, as big a cliche as it is, it's very true. And I always talk to the coaches don't be that coach that whose starters are the only ones that are ready. Like, to me, the true measure of a coach is how his backups play when they're in there. And this week will be a good test of that. Yeah, I mean, and that's maybe one of the reasons why we are where we are. That we've done a good job protecting it, but we need to do a better job of taking it away. I mean, it's something that we emphasize. And just like sacks, like turnovers, they come in bunches, and you like to get on that roll where you're getting a lot of them. But it's we're hopeful that'll come. Our guys are very mindful of it. I give them the percentages of, if you're even, your win percentage is this, and plus one and plus two and all that. So it is pretty much the number one indicator of wins and losses. He's played well. I think he was maybe a little anxious against Baltimore and tried to do. a little bit more than maybe what he needed to. But other than that, I think he's been real solid for us. Yeah, to play the game against New Orleans. But if he's not getting sack production, he's at least causing the ball to get out earlier. Teams are aware of him, and I think he can beat guys on the edge, and then he can also power them, which is a good combination. Because to me, he's a guy that just going back to when we started, he fills his grade sheet with pluses. I mean, he's not a flash guy. He's not gonna fill up the stat sheet, have a ton of tackles or sack production or anything like that. But he'll keep the linebackers clean. He'll be where he's supposed to be. He's very dependable. When it comes to we talk about doing your job, good things will happen. He's very dependable that way.